Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here and excited to have two wonderful people that serve this county and have served for years. And we're not going to get in how long, Penny. We don't want to show your Josh's age.
Thank you very much.
Have Miss Penny Forster and then also Mr. Josh Womack. How about that?
You got it right, buddy.
Last time I did not, I said Womack. Womack. So, Penny is the director for our 911 communication district in Putnam County. Josh is the assistant director, but they do so much more within 911 because you have to do more because you don't have a lot of people, right?
True.
How many total employees do we have at 911? There's a reason I'm bringing this up right away. We got to find some people.
We have 16 positions, and right now we have 14 of them filled. Is that correct,
that
Josh?
Is correct.
So okay. Two open positions, and when I say we, the reason I say we is I'm on the board. Golly, how long have I been on the board? You know now? Yeah, it's been a while. And we want valued, quality people to come and be a part of our team, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's two full-time dispatch positions, correct?
We hire into part-time. The full-time positions are the ones that are open. Most of the time we hire as part-time, and then you're released from the part-time to work in full-time.
Yeah, so there's a process, mm-hmm. right? And what's the logic behind that process? How's there advantage to doing it that way, Penny?
Just to give you, to give the employee a chance to know that, hey, this is something I want to do. You know, I'm not intimidated by it, you know, and I'm picking it up. And it gives us a chance to make sure that you are a good fit for our team.
I would say, and I've not done it, but I've watched you all, that it is a high impact, high level position, right? And when I say high, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a mental capability to handle stressful situations, right?
True.
I would say that being a 911 dispatcher is one of the most important positions in public safety, if not the most important, because you are communicating with the agencies that are there to help.
That and we're the first ones to know.
Yeah.
So we're the first ones to get the call and then give it to the responder. So, the way we handle that call, the way it comes in, that's going to set the tone for the rest of the emergency, whether it's the EMS, the fire, the law enforcement, whatever it is. We're going to be the ones to set that tone and give all that information up front.
Yeah, and so we never want to talk about negative stuff here, and I try not to. And this is really not negative, but when's the last time y'all have had a full staff? Has it been a while since you've had?
We had a full staff for a few months, like in early 2023.
Yeah, but it's since then. And I thought that might change because we had several departments across Putnam County that have vacancies, right, especially in public mm-hmm. safety. You all, EMS, Sheriff's Office, County Commission made an effort last year to increase compensation,
mm-hmm.
which I think was a big recruiting and retaining tool for employees that were already here. But, I mean, to me, 911 is an appealing position because you're a change maker, right? You're doing things to help people in the public. You're providing a service. But why can't we keep people? Is it just the hours? Is it just the stress of the situation? What is it that's the challenge for people?
The ones that we've lost, you know, we've lost, you know, one left to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. You know, this 7-on, 7-off, 12-hours-a-day schedule doesn't really work when you've got, you know, small kids at home. We've lost one to a work-from-home job. One went on to Metro Nashville to be a dispatcher there. So one left to go into a corporate job. So, you know, everybody's leaving for, you know, to better themselves or to do what they need to do for their family. And we're all for that.
Yeah.
You know, we're as supportive as we can
sure.
be. Sure.
Yeah, y'all are never going to hold anybody back. And that's, you know, but I think it's important to say that these are good positions. And the county commission's done a pretty good job of getting it up there. And if a part-time starts off, is your full-time position at night? Is it during the day? What's the schedule right now?
Most typically, the open positions are going to be on night shift.
Yeah.
And we are trying to help with that. The 911 board and hopefully the county commission in their vote on July 29th will approve our night shift differential.
Yeah.
So our night shift people will make – anyone working a night shift will make a dollar more an hour.
And I'm glad you brought that up because mm-hmm. I'd actually forgotten about bringing that up. So that's an advantage. And I can't predict what 13 or 24 people are going to do with the commission. But I know this commission's mindset is to find a way to – attract people mm-hmm. and retain people. And the night shift obviously is probably the hardest time. Is there more 911 calls that come in during the day or at night?
Definitely at night, definitely during the day.
Yeah. But so the night position is just, it's just the hours, right? It's just not normal.
That's the biggest downside to it. Yeah. And your night shift calls, a lot of times the real 911 calls have a better chance of happening on nights.
Okay.
If somebody calls during the night, it's more than likely going to be a real emergency.
Right. And so I can see that. But so if you're out there and you want to get into public safety and you want to make a difference in Putnam County and you know, try to work with, and you're going to work with a great team. Penny and Josh are wonderful. The other people that are there are amazing. Two positions open. Apply. Can they apply online? Can they come to the office? Where would they apply?
You can come by the office. We can give you a paper application, or you can apply off the county website. And that's PutnamCountyTN.gov, and just go to the employment section.
Is there any prerequisite to apply?
No, we will train you. We will teach you everything you need to know.
So you don't have to have some kind of 911 degree or something like that?
Definitely not.
Which I don't know. But I will say we have a high school, right? Or is Monterey, they're doing?
So Monterey has bought a simulator, and I don't think it's fully up and going yet. Okay. Monterey High School. But they have bought a simulator. We've helped them kind of set that up and get some things going on it. But I don't think it's fully operational as of last semester. But maybe this year we can get some training done on that.
Yeah, and I think when it's fully running, you may see Cookeville and Upperman participate as well.
Absolutely.
And that right there is a recruiting tool for you, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Because these high school students, they're young, they have energy, they want to make a difference. You know, people will give sometimes the younger generation a hard way to go in some areas. But I've learned, you know, my nephew's 15, or about to be 15, and it's crazy. But he's got a good heart, and he wants to serve, wants to do a lot of kids that age are like that now. So they get a chance to go to Monterey and go through the simulator and see how 911 works. And it may be a passion for them, and you have a recruiting tool right there. When they get out of high school, they can come and apply. And
absolutely.
And then they already have some training, and then they get to you all, and they learn everything else. So I think that's wonderful that you all and the Putnam County School System has invested that money and time into a training tool for high school students. Can Upperman and Cookeville go there and use that, or is it just Monterey right now?
I'm not sure how they've got that set up. I'm not sure if they can, you know, the students can travel doing anything like that. But I know that if this works out well, you'll probably see one come to Cookeville and Upperman.
Yeah, speaking of my nephew, the one thing he said he won't do when he grows up is be a paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be something, too, he could also participate in if Upperman were to get it. So I think it's great. So two positions open at 911 in Putnam County. Go by the office to apply online. Great benefits. The county does a great job with benefits. It's good work. You're helping people every day. You're working with good people. So that's my spiel for now. It's free advertising for Putnam County 911, but I'm on the board. I care about you all, and I appreciate everything y'all doing. So speaking of personnel, and you have two positions, you still have calls coming in whether you have those positions filled or not, right? Somebody's taking those calls.
Correct.
How many, you got any stats for me, Josh?
So the national average, and we do a great job at this. We pride ourselves on this. The national average is you have to answer 90% of the calls within 10 seconds and 95% of the calls within 15 seconds. We answer 99.9% of the calls in 3.6 seconds.
Wow.
So we are above the national average, and that's because of our great dispatchers. They care about what they do. The running thing in dispatch is that the phone doesn't ring twice.
Right.
Unless everybody's on the phone, then we'll deal with that. But they do a great job of answering the call and getting that call processed very quickly.
How many dispatchers are working at one time?
Usually we have four per shift.
Okay.
Especially during the day, there could be three to four at night.
During the day, because I know we talked, Penny, about the high-level calls at night, the real 911 calls. During the day, what's the most common 911 call y'all get? Is it power outage? It's still
We've had those. It's a variety. Yeah. I don't think there's really one that sticks out over the other. I think it's a variety of calls that come in.
Well,
no 2 days are the same.
In this kind of weather, we're seeing a lot of breathing problems calls.
Sure. Yeah.
And several heat emergencies, overheated.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to call y'all the other day, cutting limbs out of my yard. And I did it at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was still hot.
Wow.
So I get it. Well, again, it's a great place to work. The calls are coming in. The 911's answering them quickly. Putnam County residents are not going without response, right? Emergency response. You all are getting the calls. You're dispatching to where you need to go. And when and the I love the operations center, and I love the way it works. I got to tour it. It's been, I feel like forever ago. It's not been that long ago. And you all are constantly improving the setup. And I'm thankful the board is all about that, helping you all. But I love the fact that how you got the setup. It's dark in there. I would fall asleep. I would never be able to work for 911. It's
dispatchers dark. Are nocturnal.
Yeah. That's why it's dark, right?
Yeah, they love it. And there's so many screens in there. Just keeping it dark kind of keeps the glare down.
With the shortage of y'all's employment, are y'all actually having to answer calls, you two personally? Have y'all been down there working lately?
We have.
Yeah.
And that's the goal, is no call goes unanswered, even if it's Penny or myself and they're answering the phone, you know, whether it's a night shift or a day shift or a weekend or a holiday. We will do what's needed to make sure those phone calls are answered.
Well, that's one of the reasons y'all are good leaders. And y'all don't. I will ask that question at board meetings. Y'all do not volunteer that information because you just assume that's your job, right?
Correct.
If somebody needs to do it, you're going to step up and do it. You know this as well as I do. There's counties around us that are smaller and maybe with not as many resources where, you know, actual like a sheriff might be out, you know, dispatching. Like I think Clay County, Brandon Boone goes and dispatches for the Clay County Sheriff's Office because they're short on people, mm-hmm. right? You all and 911 are doing that. And, of course, you know, Tommy Copeland at EMS, he would sometimes get on a truck and go on a call. So the good thing about Putnam County, I brag on it all the time, we have leaders that actually do what they say. And so I'm proud of y'all and thankful to work with you all. I've got Miss Penny Forster and I've got Mr. Josh Womack. Sorry, I know I'd mess you up sometime. With me today, we are talking 911. We're going to get some updates on a new UPS system. No, not the brown truck. We'll talk about, Josh is going to get into that, some radio towers, and anything else we think we need to share with the public. We'll be back after this break in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. I have Miss Penny Forster and Mr. Josh Womack with me. 911 director is Penny, and Josh is our assistant 911 director. And Josh, you've been in this position almost a year now. Is that right?
Almost two.
Oh my gosh, time is passing me by.
Yeah, it has.
It is 2 years, ain't it? Wow. Good for you. I'm so happy. We got great people. We do. That's why I'm happy. So we have a 9-member board. I do want to talk about the board right quick. I told you we were going to talk about something else. We'll get into it. We have a 9-member board.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on there several years, and we just have a different mixed bag of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked me the other day, they said, what does it take to be on the 911 board? And I said, you got to be breathing. Basically, right? There's no prerequisite for the 911 board. I mean, we used to have a retired sheriff, Mr. Abson. He rolled off. And we have new people. We have business owners. We have bankers. We have a mixed bag of people and accountants. I think it's a good hospital exec. I mean, we have it all. The mayor, you know, city mayor Lauren Wheaton is on. And so we meet once every quarter, basically, or once every 2 months, I should say, six times a year. And we just met a few weeks ago, and we're there basically to help you all. We formulate a budget. We approve it. Then, of course, the commission, it's approved. Our budget's not depending on the commission's approval, but they have to approve certain things for our budget to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because we're a separate entity from the county, we're the Putnam County 911 Emergency Communication District, but we don't have to have approval from the commission for the budget. We can approve our own budget, but the county shares some costs, and once they approve that, we kind of know what we're doing. And we're a little bit different. We do two readings of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Penny, do you know why we do two readings of the budget at 911? Is there any reason for that?
That's how it was when I came on as director in 2019, and I would assume that it's just to, you know, give people so it's not rushed through.
Yeah, and that's fine. I think most cities do two readings. I mentioned not long ago, I think, with Mary Porter, counties only do one, right? Once we vote on the budget majority, it's passed. 911 does two. We didn't really have a lot of changes this time.
Mm-hmm.
You all are very good about managing the budget and staying within it. But the revenue sources have changed over the years, right? Used to, the big part was landlines on telephones, and finally the legislation changed and said, all right, landlines are going away. And so cell phones are, you know, the big surcharge on cell phones. Is that the majority of the revenue we get in 911, is the charges on phone lines?
That is the bulk of the 911 funding. The rate increase, the surcharge increase, just I think in 2021, mm-hmm. was it, where it went from $1.16 per device, whether it's phone, VoIP, you know, internet calling or landline or whatever. Now it's $1.50, which you'll notice if you check your phone bill each month, that's on there. That's what you're paying for with that money. You know, we all fuss about all the extra charges that we have, but this is a really good extra charge.
Yeah, and so $1.50 a month goes
per
to
device.
Per device goes to support hopefully staying alive, right? I think it's well worth it.
It gives you somebody to call on your worst day.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So we're always, again, I say we because I'm on the board, but you all do the work. You all are always looking forward to advancing, right, and improving the operations. Part of that is a recent update we're doing, or I don't know if you want to call it. It is an update, but Josh, I want you to get into it. Tell me about this UPS thing we've been doing at 911.
So the UPS is an uninterrupted power supply, and that covers the whole building. And the goal of that is to keep 911 and the essential services up in case of a power outage until the generators kick in. And it is a it was a huge project. It was a huge undertaking, but everything went without a hitch, and the new system is up and running now. And hopefully we've got another 10 years out of this one. I think we got 14 out of the last unit. So it was original to the building in 2009. And so we've got a new one, hopefully another 10 years out of it, and we should be good.
So the same principle, just an updated system, right?
Updated version. I think the old one, they were going to quit servicing, wasn't going to have the parts for it if something did happen. So we decided to go ahead and make that upgrade to the new system.
Walk me through this. If the power goes out at the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, where y'all are located, what happens? What immediately happens if the power goes out?
Nothing.
Perfect.
The UPS the UPS keeps everything up and running.
That's
and then the generator kicks on.
That's exactly what the answer I was looking for.
So we should never notice a change in anything we're doing.
You put one of those at my house? Because it's hot outside, and
if
power goes out right now, I'm going to burn up.
You are going to be very warm, my friend.
Well, and of course, they make backup generators now for homes. But yeah, I think it's important that, and this, you know, like you said, this one came in when the building was built. The first one did. There's not been an instance really where we've missed a call, right? I mean, it's the reason we have that is so nothing changes.
Correct.
We keep operating. People keep calling in. We keep serving them. We get them the help they need. And nobody's life is lost or hurt because power went out in Putnam County.
Yeah, operations continues as normal.
And so one part of those phone calls it relies on our towers too, right? How many towers are in Putnam County that we're utilizing for 911?
For the radio system, we are utilizing we own 5 radio towers in the county.
And so, I mean, they have backup generators too, right?
They do. They have backup generators, and all but one that we own has a UPS in it as well.
Okay. So is there any move to get that one with a UPS, or is there a situation where we can't do that right now?
Not right now due to space in that building. We don't own the building that the tower's at.
Yeah. So there's a lot – the reason I'm bringing this up, there's a lot of moving parts we have to work around, mm-hmm. right?
Of course.
And can I mention something?
Absolutely.
You know, you talked about so we don't ever lose a call just because the power flickers or the power goes out. But there's so much redundancy built into the 911 system. And we've heard the word redundancy ever since our careers began from Mayor Porter. He was the 911 director, you know, since the beginning of 911. And redundancy is one of his big words. But if our calls go down, there is a system in place where our calls just automatically roll over to a neighboring county. And then they have our numbers, our admin line numbers, or our cell phone numbers, or whatever, and they relay that information on to us.
That's a great point, because that's happened before, right, mm-hmm. Penny?
Yeah, it's not uncommon for it to happen.
Yeah.
And if another county, if theirs go down, we're going to be the one getting their calls. So we're all used to it. We're all in it together.
That's what I was going to say. And so looking at the counties around us, we're bigger. We're the biggest county up and coming. Is their staff similar to what we have, or are they a lot smaller? And let's just take the ones right beside Cumberland and Watt and DeKalb and Jackson. I mean, they're probably operating on a smaller staff, right?
Probably, because we do not dispatch law enforcement. We dispatch EMS, fire, and rescue. And then every other county in the upper Cumberland, they do all of that, plus they do law enforcement. So they may have about the – some of them may have about the same number of dispatchers on duty that we do, but they've got more responsibilities as far as the law enforcement calls.
So if I'm driving down the road and Josh is trying to run me over in his truck.
Josh.
And I call 911. What's your emergency? I say, I have a man trying to run me over. And it goes, that's a law enforcement issue, right? So it goes, you all would dispatch it to them?
We take all 911 calls in Putnam County, and anything that's law enforcement related, exclusively law enforcement, we would connect it with one of our secondary PSAPs, Public Safety Answering Point, either going to be Cookeville City, Cookeville Police Department, Putnam County Sheriff's Department, and they dispatch for all good Baxter Monterey Police Departments, as well as the Sheriff's Department, Tennessee Tech University Police Department, or Tennessee Highway Patrol, if it's on a state road.
Right. So I brought that up because I think it's interesting how we're broken up, but it works. It works, right? It works that way.
And that CAD system that we got, computer-aided dispatch, back in 2016,
yep.
We all share that with Cookeville Police Department and Putnam County Sheriff's Department. We're all on it. So they're seeing the same CAD card that my dispatchers are sitting there making. You know, all they've got to do is click one button or some codes. It's going to go over there automatically by the nature code. So they're going to see that information as soon as it's put in the card.
Okay. I think that's great. And we're going to go to a break, but I do want to talk a little bit about the CAB because I was on the board when we started that, and it was amazing. This is Ben Rogers here on Local Matters with Josh Womack and then Miss Penny Forster from 911 in Putnam County. We'll be back in just a moment.